This is Voices from the Classroom, a WFSU radio project sponsored by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, American Graduate Let's Make It Happen initiative.
Hi, my name is Nikki Tribbley. I go to Lincoln High and I graduate as a class of 2018. We're at the Mag Lab in Tallahassee, Florida, and I'm here because I want to learn about empowering women because we live in a man's world, and so as ladies, we're always told, oh, you let the guy do this. And I'm like, no, I want to be the one to open my own jar. I don't need someone to do that for me. One of the panel speakers was a lawyer, and she come from Ethiopia. And I'm from China, and I'm adopted, so it's like I am the minority. So it inspires me to be like, oh, to empower the minority community, to help them and be like, hey, you guys can rise up and help too. Since I'm adopted, when I went to elementary school, from third grade to fifth grade, I was the only Asian person in my entire school. So I definitely, like, felt left out, and I tried, like, conforming to everyone, and be like, oh, I should be, like, a white person, I should act like them, I shouldn't act like Chinese, I shouldn't try to learn the language. And growing up, I've learned that I was completely wrong, and no matter, like, if you're the one person that's different from everybody, you should definitely embrace your own culture, even if you are in a white family, definitely embrace your own culture from your home country. High school is a place where you should, like, become yourself. Even if people are like, oh, that's weird, or they give you weird looks, even if they do that, don't be afraid to, like, show yourself, because high school is a place to discover people and things, so the people judging you are also discovering themselves. So it doesn't really matter. Just don't listen to them and be yourself. My name is Nikki Tribbley. I go to Lincoln High School, and I graduate in the class of 2018.
The American Graduate Let's Make It Happen initiative is funded through a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more information, log on to WFSU.org.